Bonjour à tous et bienvenue à cette disponibilité média du Rocket de Laval. Good day everyone and welcome to this Laval Rocket Media Availability. Today, joining us, we have goaltender Caden Primo. Avec nous aujourd'hui, le gardien Caden Primo. La première question, the first question, will go to Amy Johnson, AHL Report. Amy, you're up.
Thanks so much, Charles. Good morning, Caden. How are you today?
Good, how are you?
Doing well, thank you. The two starts that you've had so far this year were kind of a tale of two completely different games. Can you just talk a little bit about Tuesday night's game and what you saw in front of you as far as the team that played in front of you?
I mean, we had a little bit of a different lineup, but we came out ready, came out doing really well in the first period. And I mean, I only had three shots in the first period. So it's a testament to how we played, but I just think Belleville's such a good team that you know, their top guys took over, and I just think we got away from how we want to play, how we identify ourselves, and so I think if we get back to that, it'll be a pretty good matchup again. Scores aside, those are the biggest things that I think was the difference.
To use your words there, scores aside, how have you felt your very short season has gone for you so far in both games, both the big win on opening night and then Tuesday's game?
I feel good. I'm feeling the best I've ever felt. Playing wise, I feel strong and all that kind of stuff. But just first couple games, obviously just trying to get the timing down, and there's nothing that can recreate a game. It doesn't matter how many times you practice. So there's definitely things that I've seen that I can improve on in the short couple games, but pretty happy with how things have started.
Perfect. Thanks, Caden.
Prochaine question, Stéphane Leroux.
Hi, Caden. If you were to want to decide, what would be the perfect amount of games you would play in a 36-game season? I know it's tough for you to answer. You got to go with the flow, with what the coach said, but is it fair to say that, 22 games could be good, two every three games? What are you expecting? Or do you have any conversation about that would show up?
I'd be lying if I didn't say I wanted to play all of them. I don't think anyone would say otherwise. But, like you said, I don't think I, look too far into it. I just play. And just try to be ready for when my name is called on.
You have a new teammate in net this year with Vasily Demchenko. He had a lot of experience in the KHL. He played six seasons over there. Can you catch something about that with him, or is how the relation is with him different maybe than with Michael or with Charlie?
I mean, he's a good guy, but doesn't say too much. He's opening up more and more every day, but it's tough to get to know him a little bit off the ice because of the language barrier, but definitely things that I've tried to take from him on the ice.
You still have problem with English, or
I just feel like he's just not very comfortable using his English, which can't blame him. I'm not very comfortable using my French.
Okay, thanks, Charlie.
The next question, Herb Zurkowski.
Merci, Charles. Hey, Caden, how are you doing today?
Good, how are you?
Good, thank you. Thanks for your time. As you said, look, it's very early in the season. We can't get too far ahead of ourselves. But now you can arguably say this team's dealing with its first form of adversity after its opening loss. Belleville's a good team. You said it yourself. They finished first last season. You're trying to set a mindset here. How important is it, do you think it would be to at least take three of four to win tomorrow night, against arguably a very good team?
Yeah. Like I said, I think we got away from how we want to play. So if we get back to that, I think, you know, things will work out for us. Yeah, just getting back to how we play and establishing how we want to, you know, keep the season going. It's early on, so definitely want to establish, you know, the right way and right mindset going into the depths of the season.
And quickly, for a goaltender, is it tough from night to night knowing that the bodies in front of you are potentially like new guys from game to game?
No, you got to be ready for anything, especially as a goalie. So, yeah, there's that stuff that you can't control. You know, if that is the case, that's part of the reason why I wanted to be a goalie in the first place was, you know, give the team the best opportunity to win and, you know, bail out some guys if need be.
Great. Thank you.
La prochaine question, Arpin Basu.
Hey, Kaden. I guess aside from his personality and language barrier wise, speaking of Demchenko, obviously, what have you noticed of him just as a goalie, just watching him on the ice and how he plays? What have you been able to, you know, if you had to give me a scouting report on him, what would it be?
Yeah, he's very composed and, you know, he uses his power and his strength when he has to. The biggest two things are his strength and just how he's stays composed, his calmness. Yeah.
Sounds kind of like you a little bit. Doesn't say much, pretty calm in net. Sounds like a pretty straight up description of yourself. How do you, you mentioned that you'd be lying if you said you didn't want to play every game. And I think any goalie would say that. You're right. How do you view competition for the net? You know, I mean, can it benefit you in any way, or how, what's the mindset when you have someone else who's trying to take minutes from you?
Yeah, the friendly competition is great. I've been fortunate to have it for the past couple of years. You know, you want to see each other succeed, but at the end of the day, you want to be the guy. So you're always pushing each other, but with a positive outlook. I think the friendly competition is great.
All right, thanks, Caden.
Merci, Arpin. And we'll take one last question for Caden. We'll go with Benoit Rioux, Agence QMI. Benoit, c'est à toi.
Hi, Caden. Just want to figure, how can you describe your work with Marco Marciano? How he worked with you? What do you like about him?
Yeah, I like that. First off, Marco is great. He's very easy to get along with. So, I mean, my relationship with him is great, but I guarantee all of the goalies he works with, you know, love him just as much as I do. So, just Marco as a goalie coach, he doesn't try to beat one thing into your head. He, you know, he has his style for sure, but he tries to feed off of what his goalie's strengths are. And tries to implement what he feels is best, you know, here and there, without taking away from the goalie's style.
And what your goalie strength?
I'm sorry?
What are your own goalie strength that Marco helps you with because he trusts it?
Yeah. So I've for the past couple of years, my whole goalie career, I've tried to, improve my skating. And that's one thing that he's definitely helped me with. Puck handling, he's definitely helped me with. My hockey IQ, like reading the plays, that's one thing that he's helping me with as well.
Thank you.